Right, easing our way through the day. Good morning. Patrick O'Connell gets mentioned too from time to time on this programme. Let me say good morning to Fergus Dowd. Fergus, how are you?
Good morning, Frank.
You're very much associated with the Patrick O'Connell Memorial Fund. Just briefly, for people who haven't been following our previous conversations, Fergus, remind us why I like to talk to you about Patrick O'Connell.
Well, I suppose Patrick O'Connell is a former Irish footballer. He began his career at Belfast Celtic in Belfast, and first Irishman to captain Manchester United, the only Irishman to ever win La Liga with Real Betis Football Club, managed them to the title in 1935. And he's also the man who was attributed with saving FC Barcelona. 80 years ago, he took them on a tour of the Americas. They played matches in Mexico, Cuba, and New York. The club was facing financial ruin during that period. Their president, a man called Josef Sunil, had been assassinated. And Patrick took the team on a tour, which yielded $12,900. And those monies ultimately saved Barcelona Football Club from extinction.
And unfortunately, Patrick, in the end, died and was forgotten, and a campaign had to be initiated to rediscover and fix his grave.
Yeah, Patrick died. He spent the final decade of his life begging on the streets of London. He drew national assistance, and he was actually found dead in a boarding house of an attic in Argyle Street, across the road from King's Cross Railway Station in London. He spent 57 years in St Mary's Cemetery, in an unmarked grave, and we're just three football fans, myself, my colleague Alan McLean from Banbridge in County Down, and Simon Needham, who's from Leeds in England. We just launched the fund at the Belfast Celtic Museum about 18 months ago, and basically to raise monies for a grave, but which was achieved. We installed a new memorial last year, 28th of April 2016, 81 years after Patrick won La Liga. And there's also a mural on the White Rock Road, which was unveiled by the then Lord Mayor Arthur Carson in Belfast, sponsored by Crown Paints. And on Wednesday, Patrick O'Connell is going to be, we're actually going to Mexico City. The first game played in Mexico was against a club called Club America, and they play at the Azteca Stadium. And they were travelling out on Easter Sunday, on next Wednesday, April 19th, at 5 o'clock Irish time. Patrick O'Connell will be remembered, and those who travel with him from FC Barcelona will meet club officials from Club America. And Michael Anderson, who's a film director, he's making a 90-minute documentary at the moment about Patrick's life through the vehicle of our fund, and that he will be filming on the day also. We'll spend a week in Mexico, and we will go to the Angel of Independence, where the team went as well, and to different grounds that they played at.
It's a great story. It is. Remind us where he was born. Was he born in Northern Ireland or in the Republic?
He was born in Fitzroy Avenue in Dublin, and he began his professional career at Belfast Celtic.
It is a great story, and fair play to you fellas for reviving the memory of a man who deserves to be honoured. Yes. Fergus, enjoy the trip to Mexico.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fergus. Always interested in that story that Fergus brought to us a number of years ago when they were trying to raise the money to mark the grave.